Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3, like this.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
He rocked it up.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Brett Michaels, Jingle Bells.
One of two Christmas songs you'll hear on the show during the holiday season.
Yeah, we don't play many. That was cool, Brett. I like that version, man. That's cool.
Well, thank you very much. It puts me in the festive holiday spirit.
And you, if you download that, a lot of that proceeds go to charity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. With the Life Rocks Foundation, as you know, we do some amazing stuff with that in every single city we play. So, yeah, thank you very much.
You always seem like you're in a festive spirit, no matter what the holiday.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm up for the most part. I'd like to think 90% festive, 5% in the middle, and 5% occasionally really angry.
Were you
for the most part, 90%.
Yeah, I'd like to catch you in a really crabby mood sometime.
Yeah, no, probably not. I don't know. Were you festive the other night? Did you stay up and watch the Steelers kick that field goal to beat the Packers?
I was festive. I was extremely festive.
You know, our producer, Puss, and our news guy, Craig, they're Packer fans, and I was up, and I had to work the next morning, and I was up late, and that was great. Wasn't it great, man?
I don't want to rub it in, but here's the thing.
No, rub it in.
Yes, you do.
Rub it in, Brett.
Yes, I do. It was a little smash mouth football. One of my best friends, Patrick, is diehard Green Bay, and we've got such amazing fans there. But I said, all's fair in love, war, and football.
Yes, it is.
It's all fair.
Yes, it is. Brett Michaels with us. And real quickly here, we'll talk about some other stuff too, but the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs coming your way Saturday, March 31st. We're hosting a big concert with your headliner, Brett Michaels. And I think you've been hearing the commercials here on Z92 today, this morning. Dawkins, Firehouse, Lita Ford, and Warrant, all great bands. And with Brett as your headliner, that is tickets go on sale December 1st. Ticketmaster and Mid-America Center box office to see Brett, Dawkins, Firehouse, Lita Ford, and Warrant.
Would that be Friday?
That's a Saturday night.
That'd be this Friday.
Tickets go on sale.
December 1st is this Friday.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so looking forward to that, man. What have you been up to, man? I know you're traveling all the time.
First of all, I want to say that I'm beyond excited, focusing on the show for 1 minute, and
sure.
Talk about being festive. It'll be a breakout for spring, the spring cabin fever, a little spring fever.
You know what I like about this, Brett? I like that this is an indoor show because, you know,
yes.
I mean, I know you were indoors with Poison last year, but recently when I'm seeing you, there's outdoor festivals, which are fine, but I like indoor shows because the lighting and everything else is just, I think I have more fun in those sometimes for that reason.
Especially that time of year. I just did one. We were down in just outside of Memphis and in Mississippi, and it was on Halloween for a big show.
How cold.
And outdoor at the amphitheater, and it dropped down to 30. By the time we hit the stage, it was 32 degrees.
I want to ask you this. That you're the singer and you do play some rhythm, but how do lead guitar players play in that weather?
How about bass guitar players?
Now, bass is thicker.
Anybody. Let me tell you, fingers, you got to keep them moving because otherwise you just got a bunch of unworking digits up there. You got some puffy, cold digits going on.
I've always wondered that how guitar players especially play in that kind of weather, you know?
And let me say this. My old Mel Bay Book of Chords, it's a little tough to form the G and D when you have no feeling in your fingers, but you man up, you cowboy up and do it.
Man. Were you wearing a jacket on stage?
No, I went out, cut off sleeve T-shirt. I said, if the football players can go out there and do this, I can do it. And I went up there and said, let's go. And honest to God, it was great. But that Mid-America come March with all those great bands and us being able to just rock that show at the end. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a big doings for you guys. This is 40th anniversary.
Our local, our home station, which we've been on the air here almost 25 years, but they'll be celebrating 40 years of rock and roll Z92, and it's a bunch of concerts next year, and this is including, this is the first one, actually, so looking forward
that's
to that.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Brett Michaels with us. Brett, we were talking about earlier, our news guy did a story about Sammy Hagar, who just turned 70. I know we're not near there, but and he said that he wants to be one of the oldest rock stars, so he's kind of he's slowing down drinking. He's drinking earlier. He's drinking later and ending earlier, he was saying. But this isn't a question about Sammy. It's about the lifestyle of a rock star, and you've been doing it for such a long time. Now, we've all partied for a long time, but we had to wake up for years. How do you party now compared to what you did, you know, just even 15, 20 years ago?
Well, let me start with this. First of all, mega congrats to Sammy. I just did a show with them in Vegas.
Cool.
And we both had an amazingly great, not just a great show, great time. We'd been in Puerto Rico just before that at the Roberto Clemente Coliseo, the Coliseum down there.
Oh, that's cool.
It was great. And then we did Vegas. And to be honest with you, I think this is a true story. I can make a funny one, but here's a true one.
I want to hear a true one about Sammy and you. Yeah.
Here it is. In Cabo, he had to pour me, and this is a couple years back, he had to pour me into the I want to say it was a van. All I could see was people's feet underneath the van. You know when you're looking sort of under the van, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't the door?
Yeah.
And I go, okay, we had too good of a time. So I found a balance. I think the key word is you want to rock hard, play hard, but you want to have the recovery time. I don't want to talk about, let's not say age, experience.
It's a recovery is worse.
Recovery is the killer.
Right.
It's the recovery time to get you.
It's brutal, man. Were you drinking, at Cabo, were you drinking tequila or rum? What were you drinking with?
You know what? Tequila was the key ingredient to my evening of festivity, fun, and later on, you know you're having a good time when you're looking at people's shoes walking by your face. And I go, and I look up to see Sammy pouring me into some sort of vehicle. And it was a good time.
And that was recently? A couple years?
Not super recent, but just a couple years back.
Okay.
And it was, but we found, I think him like me, finding that balance. Because you also, you want to, like I said, beating the recovery time is the key.
Yeah, but it takes you a while to figure out that, it's the recovery time. It's not the party.
Yeah, I don't have a real fast learning curve.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've eventually worked on my learning curve.
So what about when you do, is it easier to do a show and then have a night off and then another show, or do you like to do back-to-back?
Honest to God, I like to, if we can do 5 shows a week.
Really?
I love it. Here's why.
Okay.
But for me, the nights, this is a true story. I can't speak for other musicians. Mm-hmm. The nights we get in the most trouble are the nights off. In other words, when you're playing, you can still, you're having a good time, you're backstage, you're partying, you know you got a show the next day.
Right.
You're meeting people, but it's that night off when you think in your brain, here's the mistake. You party the night off and recovering on the day you need to be playing.
Oh. Yeah.
So the night off becomes, we never time it right. You gotta party the night you know you have the next day off.
Ship. Yeah, I bleeped it anyway. Don't worry about it. Brett Michaels with us, coming to the Mid-America Center. First of all, for all your gigs, is it BrettMichaels.com, right?
Yeah, just go to BrettMichaels.com.
Brett with one T.
Yeah, with one
Brett
T.
Brett with one T, yeah.
When you played in Puerto Rico, was that an acoustic show or did they have electricity yet?
No, they had. This was all electric. It was great. We did some great stuff for them. They great, unbelievable great people down there. So we did a benefit for them, and it's they got hit hard. I'm not going to lie, but yes, it was that. I've been down there a bunch, and it, amazing. You talk about a party. It's a good time.
It was like a cool place. What's happening with this? Are you still going to be, because I think hosting, you're going to be a mentor for a new Rock of Love. Somebody else going to be on it?
How's that work? We're gonna call it Love-ish.
And, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be bad mentoring, advice on dating from a rock star, which should be disastrous, but lead to great TV.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
That's what you want. Yeah.
That, okay. And it's true. It's funny, but I've been around and I'm saying this in the most kindest of ways. I've seen ups, downs, sideways. They say, here's some probably really bad advice, and anything I tell you, if you do the opposite of it, you'll probably have a great relationship.
So you're going to be talking to a younger musician or just a regular dude?
That's a good point. Is it a young dude? All of the above. Okay.
It's just great people on the show, not necessarily musicians or, you know, it's girls coming to the world's worst daters. They're truly supposed to be the world's worst daters. So we're having a good time.
Oh, they're the world's worst daters, and you're gonna try to correct them.
Which, by the way,
is not gonna work, because if you give world's worst daters bad advice, I'll just do the exact opposite of what you've
done. See what I'm saying? Yeah. I have a thing that says do exact opposite of what Brett said.
Now, is there gonna be any action for Brett in this show?
Yeah, I'm helping put them together.
All right.
No, I mean some action.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. I didn't think you would agree to something that where Brett gets no action. He's just the coach.
You can never just be the coach.
No.
There's always got to be a little action.
Yeah, I don't see you on just the sidelines. You got to get in there and play.
No. Exactly.
Yes, he does.
You want to get in there and throw the ball around in the field, if you know what I'm saying.
Man, you suck.
You're a player coach. One of the best in the business.
Well, I want to ask you, we're back to the party, and Brett, when's the last time you were on stage and slurred? Because I've never seen you drunk on stage, maybe in 88, but I'm serious. When's the last time you were thought the words were coming out because you're a little buzzed? Because I know you don't drink much on stage. I've seen that.
Yep, 88. Probably the last.
Okay.
Yeah, right at the a little slurry back then, but none of it done. All of it done in good, nothing but a good time spirit.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Just having fun, and but not my thing on stage. I like getting fired up, putting on a. I've already got enough adrenaline going. It's just a great time.
And have the health issues caused you to slow down a little bit? Although you're good now, aren't you?
I'm feeling great.
Good.
I take it day by day. I just go, today's a good day. I'm above ground. Yep. On the good side of the dirt, and I'm ready to rock.
All right, man. BrettMichaels.com is the website for all those gigs. Coming to Omaha, Council Bluffs, Mid-America Center on Saturday, March 31st. Tickets go on sale this Friday. And, of course, that's with Dawkin, Firehouse, Lita Ford. We just saw Lita last summer. She's excellent. She's so
amazing.
So good live, man. She's so good. And Warrant all that week with Brett Michaels. Thanks, brother. Let's talk soon, all right, man?
Hey.
Appreciate you waking up. I know you're on the West Coast, so thanks for waking up. Appreciate it.
Two things. Just want to tell you guys, congrats. Thanks for everything and all the fans yourself. Everybody, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And to my sisters, Michelle and Nicole. Mm-hmm. Love them.
All right. See you, Brett. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, bye-bye. Man.
See ya.
Brett Michaels. Always fun. I got a visual of Sammy Hagar pouring him into a van in Cabo, because we watch Sammy's show, and he does those live shows. That show, in one of the most recent ones, he did his birthday is every year there.
Yeah,
he was down there.
Every year they have a huge bash.
Yeah, and it just looks like such a drunken bash, man.
And I'm sorry, but maybe it's just me. Getting hammered with Sammy Hagar
would probably be
on my bucket list of like all-time life experiences.
Exactly.
That's a dude I want to get drunk with.
I'm with you on that.
You know?
I'm with you on that.
That dude knows how to party.
I like Sammy Hagar a lot. And him and Brett partying together.
I'm pretty sure getting drunk with puss is on Sammy Hagar's bucket list, too.
Doubtful.
So we could probably make that happen.
Drunk with puss.
I did get pretty S-faced at his club in Cabo.
You been there?
When I was there.
We were in there, too. No, I was in there, too. But then I was kicked out because they had rented it out for the cruise ship. And we were in there without lanyards
years ago.
And we're just having a beer, and they said, if you don't have a lanyard, you got to get out. The cruise ship has it rented out. But he wasn't playing.
We were there on a night. We just went down on, I think we were there in January.
Yeah.
And we got there some night, this other couple.
And he wasn't there. He wasn't playing.
No, but the house band was playing. Yeah. And we got there early enough where we got a table, and right before the crowd really filled in, then we figured, you know, hey, you're at Cabo Wabo. What are you going to drink? Oh, tequila all night long.
One of my
worst
hangovers ever was in Cabo. Tequila on tequila. It was brutal, man.
Yeah, the other time I was in Cabo, he was not there. But Arizona State and Utah State was on TV.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Man, that was a bucket list for me. I wanted to watch Arizona State and Utah State
in
Cabo San Lucas.
Hey, you got it. I'd watch anything in Cabo.
That trip to Cabo was, I watched the Super Bowl on the beach in Cabo. They put it up on this giant projector screen at the resort we were staying at.
That's what I want to be, especially watching the Steelers and Vikings this year.
We'll
probably be at the stadium.
It was the Colts-Bears Super Bowl.
We'll be in tropical Minneapolis, hopefully. watching that. You come with us, Craig? It's the Vikings-Steelers Super Bowl, me and Todd, you and Puss.
As long as I don't have a ticket. Yep. Right.
Oh, you're not going to go to the game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll go along for the party on this Saturday night. But
are you going to be around a bunch of Packers-Steeler fans?
Excuse me, no.
Steeler and Viking fans?
Whatever.
You guys would hate it.
No.
I'll go for the party,
I'm
but I ain't
Craig.
Going to the game.
Yeah. The party would involve all of us, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I'm with Craig. I wouldn't be there.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't be there. If it was a Packers, and I don't know who else do I hate, the Ravens.
Right.
I would not be
Packers,
there.
Packers, Patriots.
Exactly.
Packers, Patriots, I would not be at that party. Although, I'd probably, nah, still wouldn't want to be at that party. Correction.
Well,
before
like you said,
before I keep talking,
tropical Minneapolis
in
February.
Yeah, exactly.
What's not to love?
Exactly.
From the Chicago Tribune, a Lake Central High School English teacher, a 24-year-old Samantha Cox,
all right,
has been accused of using drugs in her classroom.
Oh, I saw this headline.
Officers were called to the high school after students reported to the principal.
Hey, at least she wasn't banging anybody.
They saw Ms. Cox.
I said, at least she's not banging anybody.
They saw Ms. Cox with drugs in her classroom. A student had video of what appeared to be a teacher snorting a line of an illegal substance. So police brought Igar, a canine officer, to Cox's classroom, where the dog alerted police to possible drugs in the center drawer of Cox's desk. An assistant principal unlocked the drawer. Police found a clear, tightly twisted bag with multiple small rolled up pieces of tin foil. Police also found an outer plastic wrap from a cigarette package with rolled up. I don't know what the tin foil pieces are.
Yeah.
I have no earthly idea.
I think
but they assume it's cocaine.
It was cocaine.
I got him.
Yeah. Yeah, they found this cigarette package which with rolled up tin foil pieces, as well as a rolled up small piece of paper that looked like a straw that one detective knows to be used to ingest illegal narcotics through one's nostril.
You mean one detective? How about anybody alive sees a straw? Unless you're living under a rock, you know what a straw is used.
According to the affidavit
of one detective, figured it out. Boy, he's brilliant.
The roll of the rolled up small piece of paper that looked like a straw, a detective knows to be used to ingest illegal narcotics through one's nostril.
He's brilliant.
Right. He's seen that on TV. Well, on TV, you see the rolled-up $100 bills.
Officers searched her car, found a glass pipe in the glove box, more empty pieces of tin foil.
Brilliant. He is brilliant.
She told police that she bought $160 worth of cocaine that morning before arriving at school.
$160, it's a lot.
Normally, she gets her drugs after school, but she was feeling sick on this day and needed to get some beforehand.
So she's a cokehead who's a teacher.
Yeah.
She's a good teacher?
Yeah, but she was unable to get any of these drugs in her before school.
All right.
So she took it inside with her. While on break at about 10:20 in the morning, she used the drugs with the classroom door locked, and the kids must have randomly seen her through the window.
There's always a window in those doors, in schoolroom doors.
She told police she's been using since her freshman year of college, approximately 4 years ago.
Yeah, you don't want to leave your coke in the car. It goes bad.
Well, she's obviously a good teacher. She got the gig and everything, and she's not having sex with kids. They're just going to put her in probation or something like that?
She might have a problem.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. 10:20 is the key word
there. If you're doing blow in the classroom.
Well, maybe she's doing blow earlier and quitting earlier. Look at it that way. Like Sam.
There's no word on that.
All right. Jacked up in classroom, man. That must be rough.
I mean, we didn't even do blow in class as a student.
No.
We were able to restrain ourselves that much.
No. Had we had blow in high school, we would have done it.
No, I'm talking college.
Okay, well, this is high school.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Craig on that one.
Right.
And college.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
We would have.
Sure, and I'm pretty sure we didn't do any blow for morning classes in college because we
didn't have it.
We'd used it up the night before.
There's that.
Nothing laying around there.
Well, if you had blow in them for morning classes, why wouldn't you just skip the classes and do the blow?
That's what we would do.
It's the recovery time, Puss.
Exactly.
As Brett Michaels said, it's the recovery time that killed you. Kathy Madigan, she was great as usual. So is Brett. So check him out on the podcast. Just at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, and Stitcher has the podcast there. Available later this week. Jeff Dye in the studio. Nick Allen will be here. That's tomorrow. Right?
Nick will be here tomorrow. Cleet on Thursday.
And
we're out of here like a loaf of bread.
Stand Line Tuesday all day long on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. See you tomorrow.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.